Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Goss Talk Radio, another thrilling episode, 5:30 to 6, every Monday. Well, give us a call. Our number is 516-666-9990 if you have something to talk about in the sports. And anything else you want to talk about, really. Let's get to it with the Buccos making a big trade, huh? Sean Rod hit the home run yesterday, won the game. And then they got another guy, Contos, off the waiver wire. The big trades they made, huh? They're going to put him right into the thick of things, huh? Tells me I think Sean Rod is here because they want to dump Harrison's salary next year. That's just a thought. Just a thought. I think they got Sean Rod back, thinking Harrison's going to make some money next year and maybe trade old Harrison. Get rid of that contract. Pirates are always about making money, thinking ahead of time. I'm thinking maybe that's it. I think they've made about, what, $13.8 million this year? Just off salary dumps? Not replacing Kang or the salary of Marte. Yeah, plus what they made off of Major League Baseball. I know they're down in attendance, but I think they're still going to make money. Old Nutting's still going to make his money without winning. Simply amazing. Does not care about winning. Does not care at all. But that Seven Springs looks mighty nice. New ski lifts. New chalets. Pretty nice. Well, let's get down to business. Steelers. Exhibition game. Friday night. Giants. I don't think the game will be even worth watching, but a little football will be a change of pace, I think. None of the starters will play. I doubt if you'll see any significant time from anybody. So. But I would like to see some of the younger guys play, see what they're doing, see how they're fitting in. I want to see, I guess Dobbs, he'll be playing most of the game because Landry Jones is hurt. So, you know Ben ain't playing. And I wonder if Martavis will be reinstated this week, hopefully. I think the NFL's holding him up for what reason, I have no idea. If you're down there and you're in the building and you're on the premises and you're doing stuff and the team and blah, 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 reinstate the guy, okay? He hasn't committed murder. He hasn't shot anybody. Just reinstate him. Get it over with. It's ridiculous. I guess Goodell going to make a point. Extra stamp. But, Buccos are 4.5 back. Amazingly, Cubs and Milwaukee lost yesterday. So they're lucky to be that. 4.5. Play Detroit tonight. Williams pitches. See what he does. I still don't think they have enough pitching or hitting to go anywhere. So I still say the Cubs will win it. Sid's birthday today. Happy birthday, Sid. 30 years old. Best player in hockey. Oh, yeah. Bar none. 3 cups. A lot of other trophies. Scoring trophy. Olympic trophy. Gold medal. Conn Smythe. On and on and on. Most valuable player. Blah, 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 blah. The league. Blah, blah. Deserves every one of them. No reason he can't get 2 more cups by the time he's finished. He's just hitting his prime right now, 30 years old. The way he keeps himself in shape, he'll have 5 more years prime time, believe me. That's a grinder in the game. Get in the corner, try to take the puck off him. Can't do it. Won't do it. Don't even try to do it. Ain't going to happen. Best player in the league at grinding. And we get the, frankly, I can't wait till hockey starts again. I know, I don't look for the Penguins to win the Cup again, but 2 years is tough to do. 3 is almost impossible. I think they played 212 games of hockey in 2 years. That's amazing. But look for the Penguins to make a move here pretty soon. Get the third line center if they want. Look at the same core coming back, which is good. No reason they can't contend. I don't think they'll be winning the Cup again, but stranger things have happened. Only Edmonton has won 3 in a row. When was that, 25 years ago, something like that? So, yeah, well, we got a little shout-out down to the coffee club down in Bradenton. We got a little bit of news with the Edgington Group. I'd like to shout out to them. That real estate crew down there, Linda Peaches Herman and Pam Wonder Woman Edgington. Serving the crew, your real estate needs in Manatee and Sarasota counties in Florida. Berkshire Hathaway. They're dynamic. Both of them. Give them a call. You'll see the sign. Give them a call. And Darren Dalton died today. Sad. 55 years old. Too young. Remember him with the Phillies? Yep. Catcher. I'll never forget the time Dalton reached over the plate. Maddox was pitching. You know how the Atlanta Braves used to get all the calls? They used to get the 2 inches off the 2 feet off the plate either way. Every time Madden and Glavin were pitching, the umpire would jump. The ball could be a foot off the plate. They'd get the call. Like, I remember Dalton was up one time. And he was getting hosed by the umpire behind the plate. I think it was Maddox was pitching. Maddox pitched one of them, patented off the plate by 6-7 inches. He still gets the call for strike 2, right? Darren Dalton reaches across the plate with his bat, marks where the ball was about a foot away from home plate on the ground in the dirt with his bat. Said, look at that. That's where the ball went. Open your eyes. And the umpire throws him out. It was hilarious. But that's these guys used to get call after call like that. They used to pitch a foot off the plate either way, inside or out, and he used to get the call. It was amazing. But that was the Braves in their heyday. And Philly, too. He died of brain cancer, which is a shame, at 55. Don Baylor died today. Cancer. That's a shame. And back to some kind of happy times. We got the argument about who's better coach around here, Cowher or Tomlin. It goes on and on. It's endless. It's funny. One guy called a talk show today. I heard him say, I don't care who the Steelers get for head coach, just so he's white. So that tells you a little bit about the mentality of Pittsburgh sports fans and fans in general, today's society. I don't think Cowher was the greatest coach. I don't think Tomlin's the greatest coach. They both have their flaws, and they both have their positive coaching methods. And today's football player is different than when Cowher coached. And that's a fact. Is Cowher better than Tomlin? Is Tomlin better than Cowher? Man. Some say Tomlin's lucky he got Roethlisberger. Yeah, well, I would say Belichick's lucky he got Brady. Yeah. I would say even though Breeze down there, I would say Peyton's lucky he got Breeze. And the Giant coach, he got, what's his name, Manning. Yeah, well, you got to have a good quarterback to win. That's the name of the game. So don't tell me somebody's – and another thing, Kyler didn't want Ben. Dan Rooney wanted Ben. Draft Ben. Kyler wanted a guard from Auburn or Florida or one of them southern teams. He turned out to be a zero, and Roethlisberger might be in the Hall of Fame. So, yeah. Man, you can go on and on about time clock management and all that other crap, but we'll see. At the end, we'll see. I got a call here. Let me get to this call. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey,
Busted.
Hey, Dr. Death, what's up?
What's going on, Mo from Florida?
Hey, how you doing, bud?
Okay,
you're
brother.
Solemn in your opening today. You sound a little down in dumps.
Well, I'm a little teed off. Floyd ain't here. He's goddamn not taking my calls, and nobody's here. He didn't show up for work.
That son of a bitch.
Yeah.
You know, I was the one bragging on him last week.
Yeah, I know you were. Now the guy don't show up.
Well,
yeah, I guess he wants a big
me.
Raise, you know, big shot.
I guess so. Say, bend over, I'll give you a raise.
Yeah, exactly. You'll be on your tiptoes.
That's right. Hey, so
yo.
The Pirates, you say, are what, 4.5 out?
4.5, yeah.
That's not so bad after this crappy week they had. I'm telling you, nobody wants to win that division. You know, this.
I know
this
they just seem to. They want to hand it back to each other.
I tell you, this may go back to the last two or three weeks of the season.
You well, know, it might come down to that.
Nobody wants to run away with that. I just don't.
No, they don't.
You know, the Cubs made some moves to move them ahead, and they haven't done anything. So who knows? We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, well,
hey,
they're in.
What's that?
Go ahead.
I said, it's. By the way, enough about the Pirates. It's football time, brother. It's time to play football.
Sure.
I was reading some of the stuff on Pitt. They're in their second week of camp already, so we'll see how they do. I went to this Max Brown. I was looking at their schedule. They open with Youngstown State, but then they get some pretty tough games. They got Penn State, and they got Oklahoma State. Rice isn't any good, but then they go right to Georgia Tech. So they, you know, other than the one cupcake at the beginning, which usually you know teams like that you can't ignore. You know,
right.
I think they're going to be pretty good this year, Youngstown State. You know, they were in the national championship last year. Pelini took them to the national championship.
Hey, you can't cut anybody short. I mean, I think that Penn State game up there is going to be a tough game for Pitt.
Penn State got a nice team.
I think they're ranked sixth in the country.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, I have to agree with you. I think Pitt's got to go up there and play their best.
I'm anxious to see if
this Max Brown does any good.
They're saying he's going to take the starting reins, the quarterback.
I'm hoping. That's everything I'm reading. You know, I mean, give him a chance to live up to his potential. So we'll see.
I see a couple guys got suspended, too. Whitehead and another kid from Rusbuck.
You believe that? What the hell is Whitehead thinking about? Unbelievable. He's a potential All-American.
I know. Over a bag of weed.
Hold on one second, will you?
Yo.
Hello.
Yo.
Hey.
Hello.
You still there? Okay. That was my brother. My brother had to call a prescription in for me. I wanted to just make sure it got in. Anyway, Pitts, they suspended. They didn't say what it's about, but I wanted to, you know, he had problems with steroids last year, too, I think. Then it wouldn't surprise me with a 3-game suspension if he did something stupid again like that. I mean, he's going to be a Central All-American. Whitehead, yeah.
Whitehead. Oh, yeah, he smoked dope. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I kind of busted him with grass, and I thought there, him and another kid got busted.
Yeah, that's the other the starting linebacker.
Amazing.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, you know, he just brainless.
I know.
Brainless.
I mean, it never ends the stupidity.
Yeah.
These guys never just amaze me.
No, they don't. They really don't. Hey, we're getting ready to fire up high school football down here, too. They've been practicing a couple of weeks. Kids go back to school this Thursday, so I think the opening game's in a
week. You have to give me some names down there. Who's who?
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Keep us updated.
Manatee High School, our school here, the projected starting quarterback transferred to Plant, which is a really big high school up in – which is a big high school up in Tampa. They're always in the playoffs every year. The offensive coordinator that was here at Manatee went to Plant as head coach, so he went up there with him.
Yeah.
We got some head coach from Tallahassee that's coming down. That's been to the championship a couple times, so we'll see how they do. I was watching the practice a little bit. They got some big boys again. We'll see.
Oh, yeah.
Quarterback's a tough position to fill. So we'll see what they have.
Well, they seem to have an endless amount of talent on her.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, too. They've opened up the transfer rules here. Well, you can transfer anywhere you want. Yeah. It was like, yeah. And then, you know, I up in PA, like it was here, you can transfer, but it was you had to move there or whatever. But you couldn't transfer for athletic purposes. But now they took that restriction away. Like Coco, the big school over, they're small school, but they're one of the powerhouses. They lost one game to some team out in Vegas last year. It was number one in the nation, Bishop Gorman or something like that. They had 8 kids transfer in over there this year.
See, that kills the goddamn sport,
does,
I think.
Does. Well, what's going to happen is you're going to have one major team or two in a county.
Right.
You know, in Manatee County, everybody's going to transfer to Manatee or to Braden River. They're the two, local powerhouses. And up in Tampa, you've got Plant and you got Armwood. And, Judgment, and they'll be transferred to them. So, it's going to come down to you're going to have machines.
Yeah,
so,
that's all.
Yeah.
It's just like up here, everybody goes to Central.
Yeah.
You know, they all go, I'm going to a Catholic school. I don't have to move. I can just go to a Catholic school.
Yeah.
You know, so they just go to the Central, and they, you know, a couple of kids from Cannon Mac out here went to Central.
Well, my nephew went there from Montour.
Exactly.
He didn't go to Cannon around his school.
Right. Yeah. That's what that is. Hey, Hope, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello.
I'm listening.
Hold on a minute.
God.
Floyd just come through the goddamn door.
Did he?
Where the hell you been? I was in a traffic down at 19. I couldn't get by.
That's bullcrap. 15 minutes late.
The bus must have been running away.
I got Marv on the phone. The phones are, I got the goddamn stack like cordwood down there. The phones are, you're down on just sitting in traffic.
Well, what do you want me to do? I can't get through traffic. I can't run over cars. What the heck do you want me to do?
How about leave a little earlier then? God damn it.
I think
you staggered in here with a sandwich. Get the, what'd I tell you about that?
A lot of money you pay. What the hell? I can't come in here all the time. What do you expect?
I expect you to be on time. That's what I expect.
I think he was drinking down in Canamax somewhere.
Drinking down the Elks Club, down in Cannonsburg.
So what? I can have a few beers. I'm over 21.
Well, you got a job to do first, then you go down there. Don't you know we're going national? I'm trying to get this show national. God damn, you can't trust anybody anymore.
Oh, man. I mean, you need to take him outside. I need to take him to the shed.
I think so. After this show's over, Floyd, me and you are going out and got in the backyard.
Yeah, be prepared. I want a cupcake. I want a cherry, buddy.
Yeah. We'll see. I'll hit you so hard you'll be begging for, I can't say it.
So the guy,
I'll tell you what, he really gets you, I'll tell you, this guy.
Yeah. I see you got your dander up a little bit there.
Hey, nothing gets me more. You're supposed to be on a job, be on a job. Don't come 15, 20 minutes late.
I hear you, brother, I hear you.
Then the guy wants a raise. Yep. You're working 10 minutes on the job, he wants a raise.
Well,
Floyd, I'll tell you.
He figured if you're only going to pay him, I guess he's figured if you're only going to pay him half a wage, he's only going to be half a show.
I guess so. Well, hey, Merv was wondering where the hell you were beginning of the show.
Well, I was sticking up for
him. What's he called? He's down in Florida.
Yeah, I know he's in Florida. You're up here. You're supposed to be in the show. Mars up here. He's on the show. He's on time. Jesus. Guy's something else, man.
Oh, my. That's tough to get good help today. You know what I mean? You're going to have Liz fill in. Let's get Liz up and get her in there. Got to get her in the bullpen there working that switchboard, you know, in case you have to go to the right-hander. You know what I mean?
I'm telling you, this guy you can't depend on.
Can't depend on him. Oh, man. Dude.
Between eating the sandwiches and being late, I'll tell you what, I might fire him tonight.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Guy's a bum.
How's your buddy Lou from New Jersey? I haven't heard from him in a couple of weeks. What's going on?
I haven't heard. He hasn't called. I guess I teed him off. I don't know. I don't know where Will Dog. I guess he's on the run again.
No, it's in for me this time. Of course, you never know. I don't know who else he's fleeced out there.
Dustin, he's probably with those strippers, I guess.
Oh, you know.
Dustin from Davenport.
Oh, yep. You better believe it. He's covered up.
I bet he got 2-3 strippers running around him. Yep.
Oh, no doubt about it. I understand he was looking for some roommates and put an ad up in a local strip club and got some girls come over.
I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
He got a tattoo on his chest. them babes like that, them strippers.
Does he really have a tattoo? Please.
Yeah, he got bad company put on there.
It's bad company. Yes, it is. I heard it say shirts on. I don't know. I heard it say shirts on. I'm not sure why he'd get a tattoo like that. Well, why would he get a tattoo that says shirts on?
Oh, hell. Help us.
I know it. I heard he got little bells tattooed underneath his nipples. Is that true? I don't know. That's a rumor.
That's what I hear, too. But
he hasn't
called in a goddamn month. Too much stripping going on, man. I'm telling you.
I'll tell you. Where the poor boy out?
I know. He can't even call a show. He's too busy. We were talking about that. I guess he took us up on it, you know?
I guess. See, there you go. Planting an idea in a little boy's head.
Hey, once you get a taste of it, you can't get enough of it.
That's right, boy. He's a, He got the scent. He's like a damn, he's like water. He's like a damn, he's a hound dog after it now.
He's like Frank, boy.
Yeah.
Can't pull him off.
No, no, no,
I'm telling you.
All fired up today.
Oh,
all right,
shit.
Well, I'll let you go. I got to watch this.
All right, I got about 4 minutes
Friday
left.
Night.
You can listen to the tail end of it.
I'm
if you want to, because I'm ripped forward.
I'm going to have to get on to Buffalo Wild Wings to watch the Steelers, I think. But we'll see.
Oh, yeah, Friday night, yeah.
All right.
That'll be a rip-ram-doozle.
High school football started up in PA now. Is it
couple weeks.
Yet? Oh,
no,
a couple
weeks
away yet.
Yeah, I think next week.
Okay.
Either next week or a week
yeah,
after. I don't know. Eastern Oaks, they're probably winning again, huh? They're up for.
I'll tell you what, Perry's a good coach.
Yeah, I mean, what are they in? Single A now or double A?
Double A.
Double A, okay.
Double A. He's a good coach.
Yeah, I mean, he had them in the playoffs last year.
Yep. They should have hired him.
Yeah.
10 years ago, when he wanted to be hired, before he went to Seton LaSalle.
Right.
You know, he's an old KO grad too. So it wasn't like he wanted to go to Seton LaSalle. There was no other position for him. That's because his teacher wants the job. You know, put some people in and know what they're doing, like they finally did. So hopefully he stays there and starts building his dynasty there.
Well, I hope they need
We'll see.
All right, buddy.
They need some new statues. Their ours are getting pretty old.
They're cracking, brother.
They're cracking under the pressure.
Hey, I got a call here. I got to let you go.
Right,
I got another call.
All right.
Here goes Murray from Florida. All right. You're on God's Talk. Hello?
Which one of you motherfuckers got the biggest black cock?
Which one?
Which one of
you
motherfuckers
are you talking
got
about?
The biggest black cat?
Well, you got to say which one. Who you mean?
All you motherfuckers.
Which one?
All of you
hey,
motherfuckers.
Hey, Floyd, you hear this guy? You hear this guy on the radio here?
Yeah, what's his problem? What are you talking about?
I don't know. What's he talking about? What you talking about?
What are y'all, wise guy? This is how it's going to be, see?
You get this cat? I'll take him apart if I
God
catch him.
God damn it!
I'm telling you, if he grabs you, buddy, you're done. The stuff you don't hear, huh? Amazing. Utterly amazing. Well, we had a call there. I don't know who it was, but Floyd got a little teed off. What are you going? He's out in the yard pacing back and forth. Come on in, Floyd. Come on.
I'm going to catch that son of a bitch. I'll kick his ass. I'll tell you that right now. Stop him. Say that crap. Come on the radio. Come on my show and say that. I'll bust you right in the goddamn mouth.
Floyd's teed off. Floyd is teed off. Let me get to this call here. Yo, you're in Gostock.
Who the hell was that?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Somebody's smoking crack.
Oh, ain't they?
Oh, see what happens when you go national?
Oh, he's back. I'm out of time, too. I'm out of time.
What's the area code?
336. Look it up. I'll call you.